Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Sholosh Midas Babikurim. Rabbi Shimon says, there are three Midas of Bikurim. Habikurim, so that's the Bikurim themselves. When one would detach and uproot Bikurim, for example, a fig from a fig tree, the first one, or a cluster of grapes, that was the first cluster. V'sosefes Habikurim, so that's when a person would take, at the time Bikurim, Rav explains, he would add on, besides the Bikurim themselves, he would add on to it more figs or more grapes or things like that. You know, whatever he's taking as Bikurim, he would take more. That's Tosefes Bikurim. V'iter HaBikurim, that we just explained in the previous Mishnah, those were the beautiful fruits that were surrounding the basket, usually to make a contrast and beautify it. So these three things, so the Mishnah continues, Tosefes HaBikurim min b'mino. When you're adding on to the Bikurim that you're taking, it always has to be the same min. V'iter HaBikurim min b'sheinu mino. But when you're ma'at to the Bikurim, that's always a min b'sheinu mino. So for example, like we've said, if you have a basket full of grapes, you may crown it, you may ma'ater it with figs, or vice versa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, this is again the Rav's Gersa, not Rabbi Shimon ben Anas in the previous Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon's Shita, is even if it's not the Shivas Aminim, you can be ma'ater with other fruits too, esrogim and things like that. And like even outside of Eretz Yisrael too, according to Rabbi Shimon. Tosefes HaBikurim necheles b'tahara. So the Tosefes HaBikurim, that has to be eaten b'tahara. Upturim in admai. It's also potter from Demai, because it has the same dinim of Bikurim. So like the Melech Shlomo explains, if an Amah Eretz would bring Bikurim, the Kohen would not have to take off Maisus on the Tosefes Bikurim. Because the Kedusha of Bikurim is Tosefes, the Tosefes of Bikurim. It latches onto it, just like the Bikurim. You don't have to take Maisus on Bikurim, so too the Tosefes Bikurim has the same halachas. Now, Melech Shlomo explains, it's lav dafka potter from Demai. But even if it was Vada, even if a regular Yisrael would bring Tosefes Bikurim, it's also going to be potter from Maisus. And the only reason we say Demai is because of the Sefer that we're going to get to right now. V'iter HaBikurim chayv Demai. And iter Bikurim, since it's not Bikurim itself, it's chayv in Demai.